AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. An Amtrak train abruptly overturned in Philadelphia Monday night, killing at least five people and injuring dozens of others. Amtrak says the regional train 188 was carrying 238 passengers and five crew members. Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter says there was a huge response to what he calls an absolute disastrous mess.
The fire department is in command on the scene. That's 33 apparatus, 120 firefighting personnel and EMS. At its height, probably 200 police officers. Department of Homeland Security on the scene.
The derailment happened along a busy rail corridor, Washington to New York. Jeriah Williams with the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority says the damage could cancel service and inconvenience commuters for many days.
Those particular tracks in the Northeast Corridor are used by both Amtrak and by SEPTA. It's a heavily trafficked area. We have trains going throughout the day that are dispatched by Amtrak personnel.
Federal investigators will be sifting through the mangled remains to determine what went wrong. In Nepal, officials with bullhorns have been walking through the quake-damaged streets of the small town of Chatara, calling for people to leave the damaged buildings in the wake of the latest big earthquake. But as AP correspondent Tim Sullivan reports, most people had already fled into the open.
Most people slept outside last night in the capital and in the countryside, fearing aftershocks would cause the buildings they're sleeping in to collapse. And in places where people are not evacuating, officials are simply going around into damaged neighborhoods and ordering people out.
Still missing, a U.S. Marine Corps helicopter carrying six Marines and two Nepalese soldiers who are delivering disaster aid in the country's northeast. U.S. officials say still no indications the aircraft crashed. This is AP Radio News. Senate Democrats dealt President Obama a stinging setback on trade, blocking efforts to begin a full-blown debate on his initiatives. Proponents needed 60 votes to thwart a Democratic filibuster, but managed only 52 in the 100-member Senate. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says opening new markets to U.S. exports is too important to give up on.
The case that we have made to both Democrats and Republicans, but principally Democrats, is that the authority that's vested in this legislation is critically important to the future of our economy.
Drivers will see low gas prices this summer, but not in California.
The Energy Department's forecast of $2.55 a gallon for regular this summer is the lowest since 2009. In California, the price is expected to average over a dollar more. A refinery explosion in February reduced supplies, and the state has special requirements that make it hard to use gasoline from out of state.
AP correspondent Warren Levinson. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.